10 residents of a Southeast Alaska Native village just completed training to be the only medical first responders in their community. From member station KHNS, Tara Bicknell reports.
Emergency health care in Klukwan just got even better. 4 village residents just completed the week-long course to become registered emergency trauma technicians. The certification, also called ETT, is often used in rural parts of the state to control emergency situations until other help can arrive. And this kind of training hasn't been in Klukwan in quite some time.
About 20 years ago, I took an EMT course.
Just ask Kimberly Strong, president of Tilcat Indian Village. She's one of the 4 newly certified ETTs residing in Klukwan.
Because sometimes it takes the ambulance to half an hour to get out here. And, you know, everybody's so close with one another out here. Everybody knows each other, and it would be just a shame to be standing by while somebody ended up dying because none of us had any training to save their life. And so I think that's kind of why all of us took the ETT course.
Currently, the village located 22 miles from Haines has a small health clinic operated at minimal hours by SEARCH, or Southeast Regional Health Consortium. Doctors from town make biweekly visits, and in emergencies, the Klahini Valley Fire Department at Mosquito Lake or Haines Volunteer Fire Department are typically the trained volunteers called in to assist.
We're really lacking in staff. We have doctors that come out from Haines to Klukwan twice a week. And so, it could be hit or miss on having somebody here in the community at the time there's an emergency. So having some emergency folks available will be helpful.
The Haines Department operates ambulances and has a crew of volunteer first responders throughout the Chilkat Valley. They're trained to offer medical assistance and transport to the Haines SEARCH Clinic in emergencies. But SEARCH has recently acknowledged the importance of having more of a presence in Klukwan.
We started out with SEARCH administration coming to Klukwan and talking to us. And we have a need to have, also because we're starting the cultural center and cultural tours up here, we recognize there could possibly be an emergency situation where we could use extra help. Our health aide had resigned, and we haven't gotten a new medical provider that will be working here in the village yet. And so we definitely have a gap in our services. So we asked SEARCH about doing CPR and ETT course.
The idea to train first responders in Klukwan came from Don Hotch, Jr. He says it's a first step in forming a complete fire department in the village.
This is a very cool thing. It's pretty exciting to have, and likely just the first step. I'd like to be a little more ongoing as far as the crew goes. I'd really like to have a little more participation, looking for a little bit more of an integrated into the community type of thing. The more training, the better for the community in general. It's going to be for the support for the valley. It's going to be in the village. It's going to be, it's just a good thing for the community overall.
Hotch completed the ETT training along with Tom Stevens, Joanne Elsie Spud, and Kimberly Strong. There are also 6 residents who just completed CPR training.
It just gives us an opportunity to be prepared in an emergency. And we are just ETTs, we're not EMTs, and we're limited in scope of what we can do, but we can, perform CPR. We can make sure the ABCs are done, airway breathing and circulation.
Julie Anderson, paramedic and registered nurse in Haines, taught the Klukwan classes. She says the trained volunteers will help the Haines department because there will now be first responders in place to help stabilize a patient around a half hour before the ambulance can get there. She added first responders historically save lives in situations like near drownings, severe bleeding, choking, and more. In Klukwan, I'm Tara Bicknell.